You're listening to the best of the morning blast on Hot 103 Jams.
May the fourth be with you.
You didn't think I had it ready, did you?
I'm so excited.
Oh my God. It's Star Wars Day. A great excuse for adult men to sword fight in public without the judgment.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
What?
You mean what?
Well, Mom, watch a little sword fight this morning, a little lightsaber action.
We knew you wouldn't. Being inappropriate this morning.
I don't know what you're talking about. I went to two outdoor events on yesterday. I was concerned because the forecast said that it was going to be chilly in the 50s, but actually I was okay.
Okay.
First event, Mr. Alvin Brooks' 90th birthday party at the Kansas City Museum. I had never been there. This is a museum dedicated to all things Kansas City.
And it's up north, right?
Yes.
I remember going there for like fourth or fifth grade. They got a nice ice cream parlor in the basement.
Oh, God.
I remember
that. Of course,
that.
Friend.
Of course, that's what I remember. But in all serious, though, Alvin Brooks, he is a staple in this city. He was a chief of police, right? Former chief, I believe.
I don't think he was chief.
Or he was in KCPD. Black,
he was the first black officer in the KCPD.
There we go. Thank you. And besides that, growing up in this city, you heard him on an ad hoc group against crime every night trying to, you know, resolve the issues of this city and this community. He's been a staple. He's going to continue to be a staple. Mr. Alvin Brooks, we love and appreciate you, Unc.
He was dressed to the nines, had on a fly suit. He brought the whole city out. I was telling Julie, I said, if I had a birthday party, I don't think this many people would show up. I mean, everyone was there, from Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, Frank White, the county executive was there. Jermaine Reed was one of the folks who put this event on for him. It was absolutely beautiful. And Brian, they had these beautiful centerpieces, and hydrangeas is like one of my favorite flowers. So, you know, I tuck one and
one. Me. I need like 20 for the wedding.
Brian, they not good. They were real. So they're not going to make it June.
I thought that was fake. So I
walked out with one. I was like, I hope nobody don't stop me.
You know, they saw it. It's cameras everywhere, fam.
So happy birthday, Mr. Alvin Brooks. And then immediately I beat it over to the Starlight Theater for the Her concert.
Hey.
It was beautiful. The temperature was great. It was nice. No rain, nothing.
Y'all create a bonfire out there?
I didn't need it. It was nice.
That's what's up.
You know, it was a beautiful event, but I got caught up in some traffic trying to get there, and finally I made it up there. And, I mean, as soon as I got to my seat, Her came out.
I know it was a beautiful show, but if it was like 15, 20 degrees warmer, oh, it would have been absolutely stunning.
But it wasn't cold.
Yeah.
I thought that it would be, but there was no wind coming through, you know, and we were all close together. So actually, I had to take my little Jackie Jack that I brought with me off because it was a little warm.
I'm glad you're here safe. You don't sound like anything's wrong with you, but...
No, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, but it's okay. I'm ready to rock.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the upper 50s today. It'll be cool. Maybe some rain on the way. Right now, you are cloudy and 49 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Spoiler alert. We're going to get somebody qualified for the Silk Sonic Flyaway within the next 15 minutes on the Morning Grind. Scary happenings happened at a Dave Chappelle show in Hollywood last night, Brian. He was on stage doing his thing, and a man ran out with a gun.
What?
Tackled him to the ground, slamming him on the stage. Law enforcement ran out. They said Busta Rhymes came out, Jamie Foxx came out, and they kind of roughed old boy up. They found out that the gun was not real. It was a replica of a semi-automatic weapon, but it had a knife attached to the end.
Yikes. Yeah, I hope they... You know what? I ain't gonna say that. Hope security took care of that, and that Dave is okay.
Well, you know, Busta Rhymes got a few in. Jamie Foxx ain't no punk either. He fought LL Cool J on the set of... Not Training Day. What was
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I mean, they said that the crowd got involved, too. The man is in custody. They had to take him to the hospital because they did hurt him.
I'm looking for this video where, because Chris Rock was there. And he got
was
on.
Was he really?
Yeah, he got on stage and said, was that Will Smith? I'm looking for the video now. I can't find it. But I just saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So, yeah, our prayers going out to Dave Chappelle. He went back on the stage afterward and they joked about it. And it went on as usual.
This is a scary precedence for comedians. Don't like it.
Drake has reportedly signed a huge deal with Universal Music that's valued at $400 million.
Yikes.
He's probably one of the most solid out here. I mean, Drake puts out hits. That's undeniable.
Facts. That $400 million is worth it with him. He's a world global icon. No brainer for me.
DJ Mustard and his wife are in Splitsville right now. The producer filed for divorce from his wife, Chanel Thierry, citing irreconcilable differences.
They just got married, too. Because I follow Mustard on Instagram. They just got married in like 20, I think.
Yeah, he proposed in 2018, and they tied the knot in 2020, but it says they've been in a relationship for 12 years.
I'm sorry, Mustard. We got to play you the music.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Becomes final today.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I started this new job, okay? I'm supposed to be at work at 11 o'clock at night. These people had me get up to come in at 3 o'clock in the morning to train me for 2.5 hours. Where they do that at? I'm tired.
I mean, don't you want to know how to do your job well?
They can train me at 11 o'clock at my start time.
You're going to have to be up through 3 anyway, so no.
That's fine, but I'm going to be up before 3. They tripping.
It's above me now.
My bed at 2 o'clock in the morning to be here at 3 for y'all to keep me for 2.5 hours and send me home.
Brian, you see how people do. I bet you she was praying for this job. Lord, please let me get this job.
Right.
You know, because I was.
I know you were. I got to get Man some new shoes, Lord. You know I want to get a new car.
Look, and I got to get him some more clothes, too. But still, they ain't got to do me like that, too. I'm tired. Had me up for 2.5 hours. Y'all could have talked to me about that over the phone.
If you wasn't ready for these blessings, you shouldn't have prayed for it. We're going to pray for
you. Stop it. I'm ready for all the blessings. I need them all. Stop it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye, girl.
Rishi Kira Baba. That's when the blessings come in. Blessings come in.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door, now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good break is a must.
Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door, now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up.
Hey.
Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good break is a must.
Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Max Sauce putting it down. What up, y'all? 654. Today, look for highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy. Right now, you're cloudy at 50 on 18th and Vine.
Friends in Top City. A woman is asking her neighbors to keep an eye out for two of her peacocks that got out. She says one of the birds was spotted in a tree on Monday. Refused to come down. Another was spotted, has not been spotted since Friday. She's asking anyone who might see the birds to reach out to her. Her name is Ange Kearney.
Check your local chicken shack too.
Animal curator from the Topeka Zoo says that members of the public should not chase the birds because they can be dangerous. They become aggressive.
Damn!
If they're threatened.
Oh yeah. They'll pull up on you. Square you, up.
You getting involved in that if you happen to be driving through Top City today? You gonna wrestle a bird to the ground?
I'll get that bird, pluck him up real quick, put him inside the ride, and get my reward.
Damn! Well, I ain't say nothing about no reward.
A word?
You might get your reward in heaven. Only birds I'm chasing is seasoned with 11 herbs and spices. You heard me?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
$1,000 in birthday cash when it gets you qualified. Stay with us. Your opportunity is coming sooner than you think. Brian, I'm not into feet like that. But I'm finding out that there's a whole community of people who look at feet and get turned on.
Oh, that's good for you, baby.
Statistics say that men more than women tend to have a lot of love for them toes. Do you appreciate a well-manicured foot?
No. Keep your feet away from me. That is one of the body parts that I do not want on me. Even though my feet are fine. Like, but I'm not going to put my feet on nobody either. Just please keep your crusty dusties to yourself.
But my feet are not crusty. I keep them pedicured year round. Even wintertime. You know what I'm saying? I heard the fellas like, you know, the white toes. So I keep my toes white.
Those,
you know,
do look nice. I will admit that. Yeah, but as far as a whole on feet...
You know what white toes mean, right?
No, what?
I'm going to write a note. In the hood, if you got white toes, it's supposed to mean something.
I want to know now. Tell company. We in front of company. Tell everybody.
No, you cheering, go, girl.
Cheering on their way to school.
Okay, all right.
We ain't going to do that. Listen, we're going to be talking to Dr. Sarah Haller from TLC's My Feet Are Killing Me. She's an expert on feet, a podiatrist. This should be a really interesting conversation. You got to stick around for it.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s, cloudy and cool. Right now you're cloudy and 50 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Singer from the group The Jacksons, Jackie Jackson, 71.
Let me show you where to go.
You gotta listen up. Rapper and singer Jadenna is 37 today. What happened to him? Even as you
go, he went to Africa, started making his own money.
I think he's from Africa, friend.
Yeah.
Katherine Jackson, mother of Michael and Janet, and so you gonna play this for Katherine?
That's right.
Too?
That's right. She was the creator of it.
She's 91 years old.
Born on the same day as Jackie. Gotta love that.
Singer Olita Adams is 69 today. We ain't gonna go.
Nah, I was busy getting.
We ain't gonna do no train and plane.
I was busy getting sound for the shade. Had to get that her sound.
Actor Shameik Moore from The Get Down is 27. Kimora Lee Simmons, former supermodel and founder of Baby Fat, is 47 years old today.
Founder of Baby Fat. Happy birthday, everybody born on May the 4th. Be with you.
Child, look, Dave Chappelle was performing at the Hollywood Bowl last night. The performance came to a screeching halt when someone rushed the stage, pulled out a fake gun, and tackled Dave Chappelle onto the stage.
Ooh, you hear him getting dealt with right there.
Yeah, they said 10 people, including Jamie Foxx and Busta Rhymes, put hands and feet on that man. They had to take him to the hospital.
Yeah. Chris Rock was there, too.
Was that Will Smith?
Wow. So we can let these jokes fly now. Just want to let y'all know. Right? Y'all ain't got to feel sympathy or nothing that for Chris Rock. He's good. He made a joke about it.
No, Chris Rock can make the joke.
Nobody else can?
No.
Man, come on, man.
This is similar to the N-word.
No. Man, nah. These jokes is finna fly.
Let him.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. So I'm going to post a video up of the actual tackleation in this dancery. And then the man, it looked like his arm is twisted the wrong way. They broke his arm, in a weird way.
He looked like a cartoon character now.
He really did. Like, his arm is turned the wrong way, Brian. Yeah.
Don't get folded up like a pretzel. Messing with people, dog. These celebrities ain't playing now, man.
Did you see this picture?
What?
Remember that episode of Martin?
With Tommy Hitman Hearns.
Ooh, this is ignorant.
Yeah.
I gotta repost
that. Oh, they own it, Shay. The net is on fire with that right now.
Last night I went to Starlight to check out.
I think this is my first time headlining a show in Kansas City.
Hey. I hear you, her. We can't play the whole thing because you on there cussing.
No, I wasn't.
A word?
Brian, what did I say? You lying.
No, I'm not.
I cursed and said what?
You said, all right, so she started playing a song.
Oh, I said, that's my stuff.
Blank.
I
know what
I forgot that.
Yeah,
I said
that's
that.
What I felt.
I'm glad you listened to that. That was my personal recording.
You was in the moment. It's
cool. No, because this lady turned around and was like, you going to sing this whole thing? I was like, yeah, I am. This is my,
Blank.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, you don't know this about me? We've been doing the show together for almost 7 years. In my free time, I like to watch toe surgeries on Instagram.
Seriously?
Yeah. When we got the opportunity to talk to Dr. Haller from My Feet Are Killing Me on TLC, I said, hail to the yell.
Hey, Dr. Haller, we kicking it with you this morning. How you feeling?
I love this energy. Oh, my gosh. Bring this all to me. Yeah, I'm loving my life. How are you guys?
Doing great. Now, I watched the show. I went to Career Day at Lincoln Middle School in Kansas City. One of the students told me that she wanted to be a podiatrist. I told her that we were going to be talking to you today, and she almost fainted. How do you feel about you making feet so sexy for the churn?
I love that. I would have never thought that you were going to say that just now, but it's a crazy field. You can literally do anything. Dermatology, sports medicine, you can do trauma. It's an amazing career, and it's so cool because you can literally watch people walk again. You give them their life back. So it's inspiring to me that actually that resonates with someone.
Men are starting to get more comfortable getting pedicures. I like to take care of my own feet. What are some of the benefits for men going to go get pedicures?
You'll see on this show, I tell everybody, don't do bathroom surgery. You can get yourself into trouble. If you're just filing nails and making sure that everything's prim and proper, that's not a big deal. But don't just go digging after stuff. In that case, you should definitely be seeing somebody, not necessarily a pedicurist. When you're going for a pedicure, the most important thing is taking your own instrument. Not that I don't trust these people, and I'm sure they're fantastic. Make sure that everything stays nice and clean for you. That way that no bacteria spreads, no infections start. But allows, them to get rid of a nice, gives you a nice exfoliation. How's that?
We're talking about feet this morning. FYI, Brian's feet are absolutely gorgeous. I've never seen a man's foot that looks quite like his. I haven't seen him in many years. So I don't know if you're in good shape now.
They straight. You know,
Brian, that's a great compliment.
It is. Thank you, Shay. I appreciate that.
I mean, they're gorgeous. I mean, it's almost scary how pretty they are, Dr. Haller, but I digress. Is there a medical reason for people who have foot fetishes? And I don't have one, by the way. I'm just commenting that his feet are beautiful.
I mean, to each their own, no judgment here, no issue. there's definitely live your life, no judgment. people definitely have foot fetishes, and I have some patients that are part of that experience, you know, like whether they are the model for the foot fetish, the person who, like, loves the feet. I think it's just everyone has their own personal preference. You do you. Whatever makes you happy, it doesn't hurt anybody else. Live your life.
Brian, I just came up with something that you can do.
What?
Start an OnlyFans page for your feet.
I do that. All right. I get to the bag. I will run to the bag with that. While you playing.
It exists. You can sell foot pictures. I promise you. I'm sure somebody would buy them. If your feet are beautiful, Brian, I'm bet.
Oh, God.
I bet you.
That's the only word I can use is beautiful. Like, I'm serious. We're talking to Dr. Sarah Haller from TLC's My Feet Are Killing Me. And on tonight's episode, which airs at 8 p.m. on TLC, you're going to be airing a story where a man lost his thumb in a woodworking accident. Mm. And wound up putting his big toe where the thumb was?
What? How?
Oh, I know. It's a pretty crazy story. So this gentleman was working, lost his thumb. He went through a transposition, meaning they took his big toe, amputated it from his foot, and placed it onto his hand. So now he can actually, you know, he can button shirts. He can do all the things that he needs to do. Imagine not having your thumb. It's very, very challenging. But then the balance of your body, you know, is based off of your big toe, and it propulses you forward. So he was very limited as far as his activity. So we have to create a solution for him.
Wowzers.
You'll have to tune in to see what happens.
I have more shoes than I have gloves, but whatever.
I don't have many.
Dr. Sarah Haller, thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. I never thought I enjoyed talking about feet so much, but here we are. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. You guys too.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Protesters rallied on both sides of the abortion issue outside of the Jackson County Courthouse on yesterday. A leaked Supreme Court draft opinion, which would overturn federal protections of abortion rights, has raised a visceral response across the U.S. Strong opinion, strong feelings on both sides. Of course, Roe v. Wade has been in place since 1973. I reached out to Michelle Watley from Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet to see if she can break down what this could mean for women in Kansas and Missouri.
This is sad, Shay. I don't like it. It will be a first-degree felony, punishable by life in prison. This is for a Texas doctor to perform an abortion for a woman who was raped and impregnated by a family member.
There's legislation on the ballot in Kansas which will actually be voted on in August. You definitely need to be aware of this. We're going to talk more about this issue tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have Michelle's expertise to help us unpack this thing.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:19 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy and cool. Same conditions right now, 50 at the Granby Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Got a chance to hobnob with the big dogs of the town for Mr. Alvin Brooks' 90th birthday yesterday at the Kansas City Museum. First time visiting the renovated mansion. Nice, quiet block. Beautiful area.
It is, with a dynamite ice cream parlor in the basement.
Oh, my God, Brian. What flavor you get?
I went in the fifth grade. I'm pretty sure I got like a cookies and cream or something like that. You know what I'm saying? A nice, simple flavor.
You seem like a cookies and cream kind of guy.
Most certainly. Happy birthday, Mr. Alvin Brooks. We love you. Thank you for everything you've done for Kansas City over the years, man. That's definitely right. A staple.
I took a picture with him here on the purple tuxedo on you haters. Looking dapper. Got a picture with Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. He didn't have a tie on. He was looking real, you know, relaxed.
Right on.
Dr. Bedell was there with his wife, Robin. Of course, Jermaine Reed was the host of the event, and he worked really hard to make it look fabulous. It was so beautiful that they had these real flower arrangements with hydrangeas, which is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of cuffed one.
Oh, look at you.
And took it home.
Preserve that. Since you're in the mood of stealing flowers, we need some for the wedding. So can you like?
So you want me to what? Go
it's an,
to look, a florist and steal?
No, just go Just go to Shawnee Mission. They got nice houses over there.
No, thank you.
They got plants in the front.
Mm-mm.
Various colors and everything. We'll pay you $5 for that.
No, thank you. I can get $5 easy.
Shout out to Jermaine Reed, too, for rocking that Duke box curl kit for about 5 years in high school, in middle and high school.
He had a Jerry curl?
Bro, he had the Duke. He had the freeze. He had the Duke box S curl. He had it.
We used to call that a skirl. Not S curl, just skirl.
Yeah, he had the skirl. Cracking off in 98-99, man.
Ooh. Speaking of ooh, B. Simone revealed that she experienced her first time reaching the heights of love.
Ow.
She reached her zenith?
She reached the zenith, friend.
Ow.
She says she had never done that in her whole life. Why is she sharing this? I don't know. But she said it happened a month ago.
As a DJ Envy.
Well, you know, she said, I met this lady. She's an intimacy coordinator. She taught me so much, and it's so cool to learn things that we just don't learn. We just start having sex, not knowing simple stuff. I mean, I'm hella late having an orgasm. But other stuff. Fellas, I hope you don't think all these women are having orgasms. LOL, they lie. Or just don't say anything. FYI, not all, but a lot.
Girl, what's going on?
I think, you know, because of the DJ Envy situation I had a couple weeks ago, a lot of fellas are getting a rude awakening lately. And you probably don't know your woman's body as well as you think you do. Or maybe you haven't even attempted to know her body.
We know how fragile the male ego is. If women told you the truth, there would be no more children. Y'all would be so devastated. But that's a conversation on another day. Cardi B took to Instagram to insist that she was joking after a video of her telling people to take a shot right now. Everybody take a line.
Yikes.
I got all of them.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That behavior is leaking out. You gotta chill out with
now
that.
Now I'm here for the shot, but not that line, fam. I mean. Yeah. No, we ain't able to do that one. But she said that she made a joke as a hostess of a party, and now everybody's trying to turn her words. So she's very upset by this. She says that she can't be herself anymore.
Oh, we got she went.
Oh, you got it?
That. Yeah, we got you.
If y'all ever wish to be rich and famous, don't wish to be famous. Wish to be rich. Y'all see me these couple of days, right? Y'all see that I've been partying, going to the club, everything, blah, blah, blah. Y'all see that I've been in a good mood. Once I step out, once I start doing anything that has to do with anything that will go on social media, it's always, always bad. I'm so sick of it. I feel like God cursed me with fame. If I could click my feet 3 times and go back to 2013, when I was just dancing and making money every single night, that's where I want to be. That's when I was me. This whole go by the book stuff, gotta watch what you say, gotta watch what you do. This is not me, bro.
Just how you talked yourself into the multi-million dollar rap star you are, you could talk yourself right back onto that pole, sis. You better watch what you say out your mouth, because power of life and death is in the tongue, fam, and you don't want to go back to that pole after you've been who you've been. Trust me.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Ann.
All right, let's see what you got.
They wondering why you're feeling the force. And don't you worry, because you'll be ready to floss. More heat, because I always put you on. And blow the spot to the very second I'm gone. Get your groove on. Now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooping, because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing, and you know it.
Gonna make your body wet, yeah. Gonna make you scream my name, I think.
Hell no!
Gonna be, your body's wet, yeah. On me, on you. What you gonna do?
She said the words. I'm just turned off. I don't know what
I can't sing.
Oh, that's why.
I don't know how to sing.
Okay, yeah. So see, you don't even have to be able to sing for this thing. So that's good news. Congratulations. Right. You just got qualified for the Silk Sonic flyaway to Las Vegas. We're talking about airfare, hotel, tickets to the show, plus $250 in cash, and we're going to get you qualified for $1,000 in birthday cash. How you loving that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm loving it, loving it. And I did what you said. I talked to you yesterday. I put down the mid-thaws, Miss Shay.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about them cigarettes. Have you smoked today?
No, ma'am.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
You lying. Why you gonna lie to me on Mr. Carter Radio? Why would you do that?
I ain't lying.
Where's your lady? Let me talk to her.
Ready for school.
You got a Lucy right now on you.
No, I ain't got one. But I appreciate the win, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Made my day.
Hey, this is Powered by Jeremy Franklin. Where's the crown to pay more than a dime? Atlantic Records. And tell the town what morning show you rocking with, dog.
Good morning, John. With Shay and Shine. Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam it.
Outstanding.
Join in our celebration for your chance to win $1,000 in birthday cash.
Dollar bills, drop it down.
From Hot 103 Jams, the morning grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ, powered by Icon and Hot 103 Jams.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Stigma is the largest barrier to treatment and recovery, according to the Surgeon General. Especially in African American community, many people misunderstand what a mental health condition is and don't talk about the topic. The lack of knowledge leads to many beliefs that a mental health condition is a personal weakness or some sort of punishment. Faith and spirituality really can help the recovery process, but should not be the only option pursued. Some myths about mental illness include that it's cultural and it doesn't happen to certain people, or that mental illness means you're crazy, or if you go to therapy that you're weak, or that if you take medication, you're really crazy. Another myth is that you can just pray away your symptoms, or that having a mental illness means that you're dangerous and unpredictable. All of those are myths. Some facts include that untreated mental illness can be fatal. Major depressive disorders account for between 20% and 35% of all deaths by suicide. People can and do recover and can have wonderful lives, even with a mental illness. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.